guys, welcome back to Linda's Pantry, and I'm excited to bring you along for another easy recipe in the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And this is, we're going to do pot roast tonight. And so pot roast, as you know, a piece of chuck roast is a tough cut of meat. You've got to cook it for an extended period of time. But when you pressure cook this kind of meat, it's fall apart tender. It retains all the flavor. And it's just all around better, and it saves a ton of energy in cost to put the meal on the table. So we are gonna hit meat sear, and as soon as you plug it in, this is on. And I'm probably gonna set the timer for a little longer. I don't need 40 minutes, but we're gonna sear this meat. And that means we need a little bit of oil down, and you can feel it start heating up almost instantaneously. It really does a nice job. And so, simple and easy. I cut this roast into two big pieces, and that way it fits in here better, and I'm gonna brown all sides. Hear the sizzle? And then just a simple seasoning of salt, pepper, and garlic powder. A little SPG, and we're gonna braise this in some red wine, and I've got my homemade bone broth, and that's a beef bone broth. Makes this even healthier. That's a pretty good hunk of meat, so we wanna go ahead and season it pretty well. I love a lot of pepper, and I'll be back when I get all sides of this seared and a little brown crust on it. And then we'll move on to the next step.
I've got our meat seared, and you can see what a beautiful brown crust that gave it. It just does a fantastic job. And I'm gonna go ahead, I've got a little bit of wine here, maybe 3/4 of a cup of Cabernet Sauvignon. And we're gonna go ahead and deglaze.
We've still got this on the sear mode, and it's deglazing this little pan, all the brown bits and fond that's on the bottom. It's coming up because that means flavor. And now that I feel it's all up, and you kind of let that wine reduce a little bit, I'm gonna go ahead and add some of my bone broth, about a little over a half a quart. We're gonna add our beautiful chuck roast chunks back in so they can braise in this liquid. And I'm gonna go ahead and put, oh this is gonna be so good, you guys. About a pound and a half of cremini mushrooms are going in there as well. And they're gonna release some liquid and give it that really deep mushroom flavor. And let that just kind of get in there and get it happy. Might add a little bit more. So I'm gonna say 3 full cups of bone broth, or you could use beef stock, beef bouillon, whatever your heart desires here. Another layer of garlic, granulated garlic. You could put fresh garlic. I'm gonna opt out on that. And then I'm gonna go ahead and add a little more depth, a little bit of butter, about a tablespoon, right on top, because that's gonna help those mushrooms along. And now, all we have to do is let this braise. And then we'll add the rest of our vegetables in the steamer basket at the end. So, because this is the first time I've cooked a chuck roast in this, or a pot roast, I'm going to set it for 40 minutes and see how tender it is. And I want to be able to get, I don't want it so shreddable mushy, but I want to get it to where I can add in my steam my vegetables at the end, because it's right below that steamer basket line and it is going to drop down. So, who doesn't love pot roast? With the potatoes and, oh, that au jus that's gonna be in there is gonna be fantastic. So we're gonna go right ahead and set our lid on into the lock position. Make sure that your vent back here is on lock. That's a circle with the dot in it. And then we're gonna turn this off.
we're gonna set this on soup and stew. Or no. Yeah, we're gonna set this on soup and stew and see what our time is. And we're gonna set it for, let's go ahead and set it for 1 hour. 1 hour for a chuck roast of that size, that's about 3 pounds. If that is tender and done, that's gonna be amazing. Now, it has to come up to pressure. That takes a little bit of time. So you wanna plan that in advance. Right now it's 4:30. So at roughly 5:30, this will be done and it'll put it back on warm. I'll have plenty of time to go ahead and steam our vegetables before dinner. So I'll bring you back when we're
at that point. So guys,
our roast has been in here, or our cuts of meat have been in here for 1 hour. So it is done. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and let the steam out. Now you wouldn't ever do this in a canning process. Well, this is cooking. How easy is this? I peeled 3 potatoes, a couple of carrots and cut those up, some celery ribs and a half of an onion. And we're gonna put our steamer rack in there. Put these on, season them a little bit and put it back on the steam setting. And then we should be ready to eat. I'll check the meat when I open this and see how tender it is. And it's going to be delicious. That literally only took a couple of minutes. Pretty awesome. You can hear the locking mechanism release, just like you can hear it kind of connect when it starts. And you wouldn't be able to do this if it was not safe. So it's just a great safety feature. You're going to have some steam, so you want to turn it away from yourself. Oh, and it smells fantastic. Can't wait. I want to see how tender the meat is. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys. It is shreddable. Not shreddable. It's still going to have some chew to it right now. So because of that, I'll probably put, well, it's gonna, the steam session is gonna cook it even further, but the mushrooms are done. The au jus looks fantastic. And what I'm gonna do now that I have a piece of meat here, because I'm gonna taste it, and I wanna taste it for seasoning. So I'm gonna set that down on a paper towel and get in here with the stock. It's a beautiful color. Before I close this back up, I'll bring you over for a close-up because I think you should really see this. Let's taste it. Oh, yes. Oh, perfect. Perfect, perfect. And then I'll taste the meat here. It's got a ton of flavor. Very well seasoned. And so I'm just turning over the bottom piece. And I'm gonna bring you in for a close up and then we'll come back out and I'll show you, or I'll just bring you in for a close up and I'll let you see. And it's shrunk down below that steamer line about an inch. So we've got plenty of room for our vegetables. And so come on over.
Okay, so I just want you to see how beautiful this looks. The stock is gorgeous. The meat is tender enough to pull apart, but not maybe as tender as we need it to be, even though it's pretty tender. There's still gonna be some tougher pieces in there, so that's why it's perfect at this point to put our steamer rack in. But before I do that, I'm gonna go ahead and I've got a cornstarch slurry because I want somewhat of a thicker sauce for this. I'm gonna give this a little zhuzh around the pot, and when it comes back up to a boil, it'll thicken it up quite nicely. But I can tell you that is delicious. So now we're gonna put our steamer rack, and this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Look at that. We've got the steamer rack right there. We're gonna put our veg down, and this is going to steam our vegetables perfectly.
while we're waiting for the meat to finish.
And then you don't have overdone vegetables.
So we seasoned this with salt and pepper. We're putting the lid back on. Put it in position. Back here is our locking mechanism. We want to put that back to the lock position, which is a circle with a dot in it. If you guys are looking at your new machine. And then we're going to go ahead and press steam vegetables and fish. We're going to hit that, and we're going to hit the timer for, I think because of the meat and the potatoes, we're going to hit it for 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and we should be good to go.
It's 20 to 6, so I would believe we're going to have dinner at about 6 o'clock. Perfect. Pot roast in an hour and a half. Who can do that? Not with a tough cut of chuck roast.
Off comes the lid. Let's make sure our vegetables are completely tender. Potatoes are fork tender, amazing. And our carrots and celery, oh, I'm excited. So now we can do a plate. And we're gonna have that delicious gravy in the bottom. It's gonna be fantastic. So now that we have our tender vegetables, the onions, the carrots, look at that, and the fork tender potatoes, you know you want it. Love it. Oh, and that celery. And just so you can see up close, look, that fork just glides in there. Okay, so I've got all the vegetables out, and now I just pull that tray out just with the end of your fork, and that works perfectly. And we'll take this over to the sink. Perfect. And then looking inside, oh, I've got a really beautiful gravy and fork tender meat in here. So, let's grab some of that meat and put that down on our plate. Oh, who doesn't love pot roast? Guys, and look, it's just pulled apart now, tender and delicious. So that was really perfect timing for this. I'm super excited. I'm definitely gonna do this again because it was easy. In less than 2 hours, I have a slow-cooked pot roast that everyone's going to love. And, you know, it could have taken 3 or 4 hours in braising in the oven or in a crock pot all day. And I didn't have all day, or maybe I didn't think about doing it early. And so now I want to get some of the mushrooms out and the gravy or the au jus sauce. Perfect. We'll put that down over the meat as well as over the potatoes and vegetables. And I love mushrooms. And it's more of a sauce than a thick gravy. So that was perfect to add a little bit of cornstarch. And there you go. There's our plate. And I'm excited to share. Okay. I'm gonna give you a taste test right now while it's screaming hot, and then I'll take some pictures so you can see how succulent this looks. It's absolutely fantastic. I don't know why I brought a knife out. So I'm gonna get a bite of potato here first. The potatoes came out fantastic. And these were russet potatoes that I did. And again, they're just steamed, very healthy. Amazing. And carrot, tender carrot, and celery. Let's do that. So good. And we like to smash our potatoes a little bit, put a little extra sauce on there, and let it soak up. And now I'm gonna get a bite of that tender beef by itself, and then we'll do mushroom. That beef is so full of flavor. I have to tell you, whenever you pressure cook anything and you keep all the flavor inside instead of it boiling out or braising out of the meat and only being in the sauce, there's something to be said for this. The vegetables as well, they're very flavorful, and I don't think you can beat this. No way. Look at that. Mushrooms and meat. Absolutely fantastic. So guys, I hope this inspires you to try this, because this was super easy. It was unbelievably easy, and it allowed me time to do other things while I was fixing dinner very easily in the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And I'm so thankful that I have this, and I'm able to prepare meals very easily, very healthy, and conserving energy, because I cut 2 hours off the time of the cooking. Actually, more than that, but we're gonna go ahead and eat. I've got some cornbread on the side here, and I'll see you next time. And I can't wait to show you another recipe in this. I hope you go down in the description box below, check out the link that I've left for you. The first link will be for this Power Pressure Cooker XL, where you can go over there, check it out, look at all the all the information on it, and make the decision based on what you think and what you've seen today. And go check out some other videos, because I know there's a bunch of us out there that have videos on this, and I just think it's a fantastic product. So that being said, I can't wait to see you next time, and go say hi on Facebook.